Ah, that was lovely, Mary. It sounded like money in the bank. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Excuse me, Dick. Has Snooks been back?
I know, Daddy. Haven't you found her yet?
No. It's a good thing, too. I don't think I'd be able to control myself.
Now, look, Daddy, I don't like to stick my nose into your personal affairs, but honestly, I don't see what harm she's done by getting magazine subscriptions.
Oh, you don't, eh? Well, listen to this. I came home from work yesterday in a pretty good mood. Dinner wasn't ready, so I sat in the study with my newspaper, and Snooks came in. She seemed extraordinarily angelic.
Hello, Daddy.
Why, hello, Snooks. Had your supper yet?
Uh-huh. And I ate all my spinach, too.
Well, that's fine. I'm very pleased.
Why?
Because it always makes me happy to hear that you've been an obedient little girl.
Where'd you hear that, Daddy?
I haven't heard anything. But I also haven't heard anything to the contrary, which leads me to the conclusion that, in the words of a perspicacious old Frenchman, point de nouvelle, bonne nouvelle.
Huh?
It simply means no news is good news.
You're awful smart, ain't you, Daddy?
Oh, I guess I'll do until a smart man comes along.
Yeah. That's what Mommy says.
Oh. Coming from your mummy, I'm inclined to believe that remark had a hidden meaning.
I think so, too.
Well, never mind what you think. Now I'd like to read my newspaper, if you don't mind.
I don't mind, Daddy.
All right.
Huh. Daddy?
Yes?
Shall I bring you slippers?
No, thank you. I'm quite comfortable.
Daddy? Well,
what is it?
Can I put this pillow behind your little head?
Thank you.
I think I'll go and do my homework now.
What?
I'll do it in my room so I won't disturb you, Daddy.
Here, wait a minute. What's this about homework? You haven't been to school all summer.
Ain't I?
Well, of course not. And school doesn't start for another 2 weeks.
I wish it was tomorrow.
You mean you're actually anxious to return to school?
Uh-huh. I love school.
Do you feel all right, sir?
I feel fine, Daddy.
All right. Out with it. What have you done?
I ain't done nothing, Daddy.
Then you must want something. What is it you want?
A bicycle.
Oh-ho!
Oh-ho!
So that's it. I knew you had an ulterior motive. Well, you can forget about the bicycle, Snooks.
Why?
Because I'm not going to buy you one.
I want a bicycle.
Now look here, Snooks.
I want a bicycle.
Now you stop it. You've been after me for a bicycle for a month. And I told you I haven't got the money. The cheapest bicycle's at least $10.
Is that a lot of money?
It ain't hay.
You told me I was worth $1 million.
Yeah, maybe I did.
And you said the baby was worth $1 million, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, how much is Mummy worth?
A double sawbuck.
Is that $2 million?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you sell Mommy and buy me a bicycle?
Now, listen. I drive a hard bargain, but I don't cheat people.
Why?
Now, run along and let me read my paper.
All right. Daddy.
Oh, what is it?
Guess what I got in my hand.
I've no inclination to play guessing games. Let me read.
But suppose I open my hand and show you $10. Then would you buy me a bicycle?
Where would you get $10?
See the corner sticking out of my hand?
Oh, stop that knot. Snooks, open that hand.
Here.
Holy smoke. That's real money.
It ain't hay.
Where'd you get it?
I saved it up from the pennies you gave me.
Oh, that's incredible. I haven't given you that many pennies since you were born.
Oh.
Well?
I couldn't have saved it, could I?
Not very likely.
Could I have found it?
Well, that's not inconceivable.
Then I found it.
Well, why didn't you say that at first?
I couldn't think of it.
I see. Well, suppose I tell you I refuse to accept that explanation. Then what?
Then I'd have to think of a better one.
Now, Snooks, I want you to tell me the truth.
All right, Dad.
Now, remember, the truth. Now, how did you get this $10?
Well, I was playing in the park.
Just a minute. Hello?
Hello? Higgins News Company?
News Company?
I subscribed to a magazine about a month ago, and I haven't received a single copy yet.
I'm afraid you got the wrong number. All right, Snooks. Go on with your story.
Well, I was sitting in the house.
Now, wait a minute. You just said you were in the park.
Did I?
Yes. Now, where were you? In the house or in the park?
In the movies.
I see. Go on.
Well.
Hold it. Hello.
Hello, Higgins Magazine Store?
No, this is not a magazine store. What?
Is your name Higgins?
Yes.
You live at 1914 Crum Avenue?
That's right.
Well, where in blazes are my magazines?
How the dickens do I know where your magazines are?
Well, I gave that kid who works for you $10 about a month ago, and I didn't get any magazines. You hear me?
Listen here, you. I don't sell magazines, and I haven't got any kid that works for... Oh!
I think I better go and do my homework.
Stay here, you.
Well, what about it, you pagan?
Call me back in 5 minutes. Snooks, come here.
Yes, Daddy.
Continue with your story. How did you say you got that $10 again?
Well, a rich man in a big car...
Now, Snooks, I'm warning you in advance. I won't tolerate any fabrications. I want the truth. You hear me?
I hear you, Daddy.
Well, go on. Start reciting.
Ba-ba, black sheep, have you any...
No, no. I don't want poetry. I want to know where you got this $10.
I ain't got it. You got it.
I got it from you, didn't I?
And where did I get it?
That's what I want to know. And I'll give you 10 seconds to tell me the whole truth.
All right, Daddy. I'll tell you the truth.
Go on.
An eagle dropped it from the sky.
Oh, an eagle.
And when I picked it up, he swooped down on me.
Yes?
And he would have killed me if...
If what?
If the four tigers didn't jump on his back.
What four tigers?
What'd you say, Daddy?
I won't carry this any further, Snooks. I know where you got that money. You've been getting people to subscribe to non-existent magazines, haven't you? Haven't you?
Yes, Daddy.
Oh, this is really ineffable. Do you realize that's grand larceny? You hear me? It's grand larceny.
You like it, Daddy?
No! We've got to return that money and see if we...
Is somebody here, Daddy?
Open in the name of the law.
Good heavens. The police. Now you've really done something.
I'm coming. This is the man, officer. Arrest
him. Now, just a minute. A great mistake has been made.
Oh, no. No mistake. That's the kid, too. Where's my $10?
My daddy took it.
I told you he was a pagan.
No. Look here, mister. I swear I didn't know what the child was doing.
I don't think this man is guilty of anything. Mr. Higgins, suppose you just return the $10.
Why, gladly. Here. I assure you I have no part in this. Now, if you just let me, I'll attend to my little girl.
I think that ought to square it, sir. Come on, let's be moving.
Well, all right. But there ought to be a law!
Well, Snooks, you've just about driven me too far.
Awful, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Why can't I reason with you? Look, if you were a hard-working daddy, and you had a naughty little girl who wanted a bicycle so badly that she went out and stole the money and almost got her daddy arrested, what would you do?
I'd buy her a bicycle.
Oh, what's the use? Well, I guess I can hold out until conscription comes. Go on to bed.
So that's what happened, huh? Well, Daddy, you'd have my complete sympathy if it weren't for the fact that I seem to be out $2.